Fondu, the magician.
Aggie, is this Mira's house?
Well, I think so, Chandu.
Let's go in.
Oh, what was that?
Come on. Mira! Mira!
Oh, Chandu, is it?
Yes. I'm afraid the killer beat us again.
Oh, Chandu. Why are we always too late?
In 60 seconds, the American Broadcasting Company will bring you the first act of Chandu, the Magician.
Before we hear the first act of Chandu the Magician, let's indulge in a few fanciful dreams. Let's suppose it's 10 years from now, you're the star of this particular dream, and you're traveling around the world. Pretty wonderful idea, isn't it? But it doesn't have to be only a daydream. If you've always wanted to travel abroad in later years, you can make that happen. And you can start making it a reality now by putting all your surplus cash in United States savings bonds. Where else could you find a safer, more profitable investment than savings bonds? For every $3 you invest now in e-bonds, you receive $4 when the bonds mature. Savings bonds are convenient to buy through payroll savings plan where you work or through the bond a month plan at your bank. So play it smart. Save the automatic way through payroll savings where you work or where you bank. And now for tonight's story of magic and mystery.
Once there was a man who had everything all figured out. He knew all the angles. Sure, he said to himself, people get caught, but that's because they're not as clever as I am. This man would spend hours looking at himself in the mirror. He would smile at the handsome image in the glass. He would wink an eye and whisper, nobody, nobody in this world is as clever as you are. Yes, sir, he was convinced he could outthink, outfight, outsmart any human being on the face of the earth. Even
Chandu, the magician.
Tell those fellas about Harry Greb. I see him fighting 19 years.
Shut up. Excuse me, please.
Well, how are eyes of face? How about sitting down having a little drink, I want to tell you about my friend Harry Greb.
I said excuse me, sailor.
Oh, no. I want you to sit down,
Okay. You sit down.
Oh, what a wallet. Hey, what's
the class? You look at the girls under the toilet,
too. Hello. Mind if I sit here?
Not bad.
Remember me?
I wish I did. What did we ever do?
I know you. Bob Kelly.
Who?
Oh, I've seen you before, Bob.
Where?
Oh, Washington, New York, Paris, Cairo, Alexandria, Trieste.
You get around.
So do you. What are you doing here in Hong Kong?
What are you doing here?
Came here to get married.
Who's the lucky guy?
Oh, you wouldn't know him. He owns a construction company.
I bet he'd love to find you in a dive like this.
Bob, what's an American Secret Service guy like you doing in Hong Kong?
Have a drink?
Bob, I promise. I won't get in the way.
You made a good fellow. Old woman outside want to say hello.
Oh, thank you. Well, Aggie...
Then you do remember me.
Sure, Aggie Thomas. You're a reporter. A good one, too. Now, kid, don't try to follow me. Maybe if I crack this deal, I'll let you have a beat on it as a wedding present. See you.
Oh, but Bob... Excuse me, sir. Do you know the direction to the Commonwealth Bank?
Yes, I do. Let me show you. You're Mira?
I am Mira.
Where is he?
The address, number 4, Trailing Lotus Road.
Okay, who is he?
No, I only promised the address. Go there, you will find him with the documents, but remember... You promised to protect me.
Sure. All I want is his identity. The local authorities can make the arrest.
And And I will be permitted to escape prosecution, you promise? You promise?
Follow this street until you come to the square. The bank is the first tall building on the left. Oh,
thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Aggie. Hey, Aggie, come over here. I see you.
Oh, now, look, Father. I wasn't trailing you. I just decided to go home.
Aggie, I need your help. Do you know Frank Chandler?
Chandu, the magician?
He was supposed to meet me here in a half hour. The tip-off came earlier than I expected. If I wait, this guy may be gone.
Well, what do you want me to do?
You wait here for Chandu, and then bring him to this address. Number 4, Trailing Lotus Road.
Bob, you can't go alone. Suppose it's a trap.
Wait here for Chandu.
But he can be too late.
Taxi! Taxi! Number 4, Trailing Lotus Road.
Come in, Barco. Who are you?
Oh, excuse me. I was looking for number 5, Trailing Lotus Road.
This is number 4.
If I made a mistake, I'm sorry. Say, I know you. Yes?
You're Bob Kelly.
Bob Kelly! Well, how's the All-American tackle?
You know me, huh?
Oh, I'll say. Man, did you smear me in the Rose Bowl when we played you back in, 39.
Let me remember.
Jeff Adams. I was third-string quarterback for Tech. I got into the game when Swenderwitz got hurt.
Football. You know, I haven't thought of football in 10 years.
Well, fancy meeting you here.
It's a small world. What are you doing in Hong Kong?
Oh, I've got a construction business.
Well, Adams, it's been nice running into you.
Oh, don't take off. Let's talk football.
Sure. Let's make a date for dinner, eh?
No. Let's talk now. Out of your hands, Bob.
What's the idea?
Don't look so innocent, Robert boy. Somebody turned stool pigeon. You came here to spot me, didn't you? Now, keep your hands up.
All right, Jeff, I'll give you a break.
You will give me a break?
Maybe we can figure a way to help you. If you lead me to the brains of the outfit.
I am the brains of this outfit.
When I walked in here and saw it was... Adams, what's got into you? You've got everything on your side. Brains, looks, money. What are you doing getting your hands dirty?
You wouldn't understand. It isn't the money, even though I will make $1 million. It's the excitement, the danger, the battle of wits.
You'll be caught, Jeff. They all get caught. One morning, you'll feel a wall against your back.
Not me. Not Jeff Adams. Bob, I never got the recognition I deserved. I was the brainiest man on the team, but I was only third-string quarterback. Somebody else got the gold medal at graduation. But when I think of how I'm outsmarting everyone now...
Sure, Jeff, sure.
And look at you. Bob Kelly. A top man in the U.S. Secret Service. See how I caught on to you in a flash. So why don't you admit that I'm the most brilliant guy?
Sure.
I'm sorry I have to kill you.
Hello, Captain. It's about time you got here.
Huh? Come
on. That's better, Jeff. Much better now. Now, just take it easy.
Oh, that's how you hit me back in the Rose Bowl. Ah, you could still make All-American tackle.
Will you come quietly, Jeff? And let's bring those papers. They deal with British and American naval orders, don't they? You've got a terrific sense of humor, Jeff. You can still laugh even when you lose the game. That's funny.
All right, Barco, shoot him now.
Huh? Not quite fast enough, my friend.
Well, it's a good thing you came along, Varco.
Do you like it that I have been of assistance, Mr. Adams?
So you thought you could catch me, Bob. Yes, but this time I was smart enough to follow my interference.
Here's the address Bob gave me, Chandu. Number 4. What are you going to do?
Do you smell something?
Fish? This whole island of Hong Kong smells of...
No, it's faint, but it has to be reasoned.
What?
Cordite.
Cordite?
There's been some shooting. Come on. Bob! Bob!
No.
He's alive.
Blade. Bottom.
I'd better get a doctor.
Who was it, Bob? Who was it?
Mousetrap.
He's delirious.
Bob. Do you know me?
It's Frank Chandler. Chandu.
Didn't see the blocking back.
Easy, Bob, easy.
Should be a 15-yard penalty. Clipping from the rear.
Bob, who was it? Who was it?
Be quiet, Aggie. He can't hear you.
Chandu, it was...
Chandu, is he...
Yes, Aggie. He's dead.
Why did you insist on coming back here, Varco?
Wait, Mr. Adams. Across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you cannot see her. Ah, the policemen are moving away. The lady?
Aggie.
I thought it might interest you. Your fiancé and Chandu the magician. What business has she with an American secret agent?
Chandu the magician. A worthy adversary. Not the usual routine police hack, but a man of imagination. Skill. Finesse.
Please be careful, Mr. Adams.
He has unusual methods. This calls for a brilliant counterattack.
What are you going to do, Mr. Adams?
Watch me, Varco. See how brilliantly I'm going to handle this.
Aggie!
Yes, darling.
Say, where were you all afternoon? I've been looking for
Jeff, this is Frank Chandler. Chandu the magician. Jeff Adams.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Jeff, now please don't be angry. I know I promised to quit my job when I came here, but there's a war going on.
And you just happened to stumble on the most terrific story.
Well, Mr. Adams, there's a chance that Aggie can be very helpful in the identification of a murder witness.
Murder? Oh, now, hold on, Aggie. If you're going to get mixed up in anything
please,
like...
Oh, please, Jeff. Just this once.
Well, Chandu, can Aggie really help you?
I think so.
Well, Chandu, let me come into this thing, too.
Well...
It's out of my line, but... I'm sick of being separated from Aggie, and who knows? Maybe I can lend a hand.
All right. Let's go inside. I want to have another look at that room.
Oh, and please, Jeff, don't get in the way. Cupboard looks pretty bare to me. What do you think you'll find, Chandu?
Bob received a terrible shock when he walked into this room. But what caused it?
Why do you say he received a shock?
Well, he was still alive when we got here.
Oh, he was?
And he was delirious.
Oh, that could have been from the bullet wound.
Why should he have been muttering about...
About what?
Oh, Jeff, don't interrupt Chandu while he's working.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I'll shut up.
Aggie, you say you saw Bob outside the cafe. Mm-hmm. He was talking to an elderly woman. Can you describe her?
Well, she was European, I think. About 60-ish, long, white hair, a black and red dress.
Oh, excuse me, folks. I think I can pay for my passage. That sounds like Mira.
Mira?
Yes, you see, I know most everyone on the island. Mira is the governess for Admiral Satterley's children.
Admiral Satterley? Well, he's in command of the British Far Eastern Squadron.
Mira.
She's in his house all day, so she must have a way of finding out about... Where does she live, Jeff?
Well, I wouldn't know that exactly. Well,
come on, let's find out. Now, telephone the Admiral.
Well, Chandu, wait. See that fellow across the street? That's
yes.
Mr. Varco. He's my foreman. He's the best construction man west of Frisco.
Oh, what does he have to do with it?
Varco! Hey, Varco! Come here a minute. I think he said that Mira was giving him English lessons.
Ah, hello, Mr. Adams. How is everything at the office?
No time for chit-chat, Varco. Tell me where Mira, you know, the governess, where does she live?
Mira?
Mm-hmm.
She has that little house near the Navy base. You know, the one that old Mr. Wu...
Oh, that's on Empire Road.
I could come along and show you.
Well, no, Varco, never mind. I understand that you're a friend of hers, and this might not be too pleasant.
Dear, as you say, there's no time to chat.
Yes, well, thank you, Varco, and so long.
What's the quickest way to get there?
Well, I have my car right across the street.
Well, let's hurry.
Oh, Jeff, this is wonderful. If we can get Mira to talk, why, we can break the whole case.
Oh, right here. I don't know. She doesn't seem to be able to start.
Please, Jeff, can't you do
something?
Hurry,
Jeff. Hurry. I have a feeling that every second counts.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chandu. I don't know what's the matter with this old heap.
Is that the house?
Chandu! Those were shots!
Hey! Wait for me!
Too late. nurse, Bob Killian, no!
Bullet wounds in the back. Whoever he is, this fellow specializes in the most cowardly...
And she was such a nice old girl.
She was the witness. She was all we had. And she isn't dead more than a few minutes.
If only... Yes, if only we'd got here sooner. Oh, I'm sorry, Chandu. That's that car of mine.
Don't feel too badly, Jeff. It isn't your fault.
Oh, you're just trying to be kind. I'm sorry, Chandu. I'm terribly sorry. It is my fault. It's all my fault. In a few moments, we will bring you the second act of Chandu, the Magician.
The Greeks had a word for it. They seem to have had words for everything, as a matter of fact. But right now, we're talking about Inner Sanctum, heard on ABC Thursday nights. The word they had was catharsis. It means a purge of emotions, a cleansing out of all the tension that builds up through the day and over the course of a week. The Greeks felt that a thoroughgoing melodrama was healthy because the audience could experience all of the dangers and thrills, the loves and hates, and thus get rid of those taut nerves and upset dispositions. Try it for yourself tomorrow night when ABC presents Inner Sanctum. You'll find yourself plunging right into the middle of the chill-evoking experiences that go on in the psychological half-world of gloom and shadows. But always you are secure in the safety of your own armchair. Listen tomorrow night when the creaking door again opens and your host bids you welcome into ABC's Inner Sanctum. Now back to tonight's story of intrigue and magic.
Once there was a man who had everything. He was rich, he was handsome, he had a prosperous business, and a beautiful girl who was crazy about him. But he was worried. He was afraid he would die and be forgotten like the millions of other people who lived during his lifetime. What could he do to go down in history? He figured it out. There was a ready-made field for a man with imagination, intellect, and daring. There were adversaries who could make the game interesting. And in years to come, the world would read how he outwitted some of the greatest counter-espionage agents in history. Especially...
Chandu, the Magician.
Hello.
Who is it, Chandu?
Yes, Admiral. No, sir, no progress. Yes, this woman was a member of the gang. But unfortunately, they got to her before we did. I'm sorry, sir. Certainly, sir. I'll stay with it. Yes, sir.
Did you tell Admiral Satterley how close we came, Chandu?
Close doesn't count, Jeff.
What are you going to do now, Chandu?
Jeff, what do you know about this fellow Varco?
Oh, nothing, except that he's a sober, reliable sort of a guy.
We were tipped off that we were going to see Mira. How?
Well, only the three of us were in on it.
No. No, Varco happened along, and we asked him for directions. He knew we were going to see Mira. That makes four.
So that means that Varco... No wonder you people get places. Well, there's nothing spectacular about it. You just put two and two together. It's like mathematics. You have your factors, and you solve for X.
Oh, just answer Chandu's question. What about Varco?
It has to be Varco. Where can we find him?
Well, let's see. This is Wednesday. Yes, it's his day off.
Where does he go?
Oh, anywhere. Probably makes the rounds of some of the joints.
We'll separate. Each of us will take a section of town and go looking for him. If either of you see him, call the switchboard at my hotel. I'll check in at regular intervals.
Okay.
Now remember, no rough stuff. If you spot him, head for the nearest post.
Oh, boy, just let me get my hands on that Varco.
Look, Jeff, I said none of that.
My hero.
Well, I could handle him.
Just because you used to play football.
Well, honey, do you think that I couldn't?
Do you two lovebirds think you could postpone this for just a few hours? We've got work to do.
Hello, Angel Face. How about a little drink, hmm?
Oh, it's you. Excuse me, excuse me.
Hello, Miss Thomas. Is this bum annoying you?
Oh, Mr. Barker.
Now, listen here. She's perfectly capable of taking care of herself.
You shouldn't be in a place like this, you know.
You're right.
She's perfectly capable of taking care of herself.
Well, I was just looking for Jeff. You haven't seen him, have you?
Mr. Adams? No.
Well, I guess I'd better be...
Why don't you try the office?
Well, yes, that's a good idea. Well, goodbye, Mr. Barker.
Oh, wait. That's Mr. Adams coming in now.
Oh, excuse me. Jeff,
Jeff!
Don't worry about her. She's perfect. Or careful.
Jeff! Jeff!
Aggie, say, darling, I don't like you wandering around on these dives.
I found Barco.
You have?
He's at the bar.
Good. Now listen, dear. There's a telephone up the block. Call Chandu. I'll stick around. You keep an eye on Barco.
All right, Jeff. But remember, no rough stuff.
Say, were you ever in the States? You ever see Harry Grip fight? Well, that girl, see, has a left jab just
Barco.
Like...
Mr. Adams? Get out of here fast. Go to the room in the Crescent Hotel on the waterfront. But first, hit me.
But, Mr. Adams...
Why you want him to hit you?
Barco, do as I tell you.
Very well.
Oh. Oh. Hey, that wasn't nice. That wasn't nice of you at all.
Jeff!
Darling, what happened?
My jaw.
Jeff, I told you to let me handle Barco. What happened?
Oh, well, Barco started to leave. I walked over to him and I said, hello. And then I guess I tried to hold him here. And, well, he slugged me.
Jeff, we'll have to start all over. Now, will you follow orders this time?
Yes, absolutely. I promise.
Okay. I'll see if you can track him down.
And this time, honey...
Don't worry. I've learned my lesson.
Just telephone. That's all. Just leave the message.
Sure thing.
Well, I'd better start looking myself.
Okay, I'll come with you.
No, you'd better stay here.
Here?
Well, there's just a chance that Barco might come back.
Okay, Chandu.
Say, excuse me, that friend of yours, she's crazy, absolutely crazy. You know what he said?
Excuse me, please.
He said, Barco, Hemi. Go on, Hemi.
Look, will you go away?
I just said, Barco, Hemi, and go to Crescent Hotel. Why? Why, I asked you. Just like Harry Grubb, your left hook bit you.
Who? Tell me. Huh? Tell me who? Who said Barco?
Just like Harry Grubb, he said, Hemi, and go to Crescent Hotel.
Who? Oh, you don't know what you're saying.
Crescent Hotel?
You don't know what you're saying. You don't know.
I'm sleepy.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff. Aggie, darling. What are you doing here?
Where's Barco?
Barco?
You arranged to meet him here, didn't you? You're a spy. You're probably the ringleader. Why, you
are... Oh, darling, don't take that tone of voice. If you knew how difficult it was, you'd be proud of me.
Where's Barco?
Barco? Oh, he's in the next room. I shot him as soon as I got here.
Just like he shot Bob Kelly and Miller?
John,
I thought I told you to stay in the cafe, Aggie. I didn't want you to see this.
Jeff. Oh, at first I didn't want to believe it, but now I...
Now I suppose you want to break our engagement.
Well, Aggie, this should cure you of Jeff permanently.
Both of you, against the wall. I want your hands high.
John, he's going to kill us.
He thinks so.
Of course I will. Chandu, you must have suspected me.
I did.
When? Tell me, it's important. I must have slipped somewhere. I want to know my mistakes in order not to repeat them.
Aggie told me.
Aggie? But she had...
You want me to show you?
Yes, go ahead. But no trick.
Oh, I know better than to try anything against a man of your caliber.
Chandu, he'll kill us. Can't you stop him?
How? He works only with the mind, and my mind is stronger than his.
Certainly. That should be obvious even to a small child.
Oh. Go ahead. Show me.
Certainly, Jeff. Certainly.
Chandu, what's that peculiar noise?
Be quiet again.
Oh, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I'm smarter than you are.
Drop the gun, Jeff.
Oh, you fool. It isn't working. It isn't working.
Drop the gun.
Something is happening in my head. I better kill you while I can.
Drop the gun.
While I can still pull the trigger.
Aggie, drop to the floor.
John, are you all right?
Shh, quiet, Aggie.
Oh, what have you done to him? His face is white. His eyes are closed while he's swaying back and forth.
I'll take the gun now, Jeff.
Where am I?
John, his voice. What happened to his voice?
Jeff, remember him? Go back 11 years. A stadium. A tremendous stadium packed with people. There's a football game. Tech is playing state. A great tackle. Bob Kelly is breaking through on every play and smearing every Tech player.
It's Bob. Bob Kelly. Stop that guy, fellas. Block him out.
The Tech coach looks at his subs. He points to you. What does he say?
Jeff Adams. Jeff Adams, get in there and carry the ball.
You get the pass from center. You start around the end like a frightened rabbit. the big tackle, Bob Kelly broke through again. They carry you off the field on a stretcher.
Coach! Coach, don't take me out! Don't take me out! Don't take me out!
11 years later, you were hit again, just as hard and by the same guy. Remember?
I'm sorry I have to kill you, Bob.
Hello, Captain. About time you showed up.
Huh?
Jeff! Chandu, what happened to him?
Oh, he was just thrown for a loss by Bob Kelly. For the third time.
Then you were able to work on his mind and make him imagine.
Not imagine, Aggie. I made him live it again.
Chandu. Oh, but you said I gave you the clue. I don't remember.
I couldn't understand why Bob Kelly should have been babbling about football in those few delirious moments before he died. Kelly and I have been together a long time, and he'd never mentioned anything about it. He was no longer interested in the game. He received a shock. Something that pushed football back into his mind. Who or what here in Hong Kong could have brought that game to him so vividly?
Oh, and seeing Jeff.
I couldn't make it fit until you happened to say that Jeff was a football player.
Oh.
Well, he's coming out of it. I'm sorry for your sake, Aggie.
Why? I'm better off now than I was an hour ago. I keep telling myself.
Coach. Coach, what happened?
He thinks he's still in the game.
Coach, why did you take me out?
I'm afraid you'll have to pay a penalty, Jeff.
A penalty? Why? What for?
Unnecessary roughness. 5 yards. Of rope.
In just a few moments, we'll bring you a glimpse of next week's story.
More than entertainment, more than education is Counterspy, ABC's twice-weekly racket-exposing program. Counterspy works regularly with various government departments to bring you in clear dramatized form revealing information about the many rackets you can fall prey to. As for entertainment, Counterspy offers plenty of it. For in each episode, David Harding, head of the Counterspies, is off on an intriguing chase to bring the racketeers in. And of course, you can depend upon David Harding to get his man every time. If you find yourself undecided about whether to listen to a program with entertainment or educational values, your problems are solved every Tuesday and Thursday with Counterspy. You'll get top entertainment, excitement-wise, as David Harding finds a racket, sees his duty, and does it. Be sure to hear David Harding, Counterspy, tomorrow night on ABC. And now for next week's story.
Having trouble with your wife? Does she have a stubborn will of iron? Is it impossible to reason with her? Does she refuse to listen to you? Well, there's a guy who has a studio in Paris. All he has to do is draw a single picture and millions of women all over the world jump to obey him. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry Earnshaw and is written by Sam Dan. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Other in the cast were Leon Janney, Flora Campbell, and John Larkin. Music by Albert Berman. Sound effects, Keene Crockett, Harold Johnson. This is a Cyril Armbruster production. All names, characters, and events on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to persons living or dead is accidental. We invite you to listen next week to Mystery, Intrigue, Magic.
Chandu, the Magician.
ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.